Jamie and Jimmy, welcome to Gem. It's nice to see you.
It's good morning. Lovely to be here.
Yeah, is this your time of day as a rule, early mornings, or are you... I guess, Jimmy, it must be for you, with
yes,
the farm and all that.
Up early. I'm an early bird, me. Yeah, early bird.
All that
the
milking
worm.
That he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I've got the next best. I've got four kids.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
They're a bit like animals. They've got... They haven't got such good, you know, potty skills, have they, Jim?
No, and you put a lot of straw down for them.
Actually, it's nice being out on the road with Jim, because actually we get proper night's sleep.
We get a good night's sleep.
Even though we share the room together, we do go, you know, top to toe.
Yeah, but that's all right, because you do cut your toenails now, which is much better.
Yes, and I wash.
Because you have known each other since, like, forever, and you apparently keep slipping in and out of your relationship. Are you in the relationship together now, properly or out?
We've always loved each other.
Hang on a minute, slipping in and out of our relationship.
Yeah, we've
I've known Jim since I was 1 year old. We went to nursery together.
Wow.
And we were one of the three wise men in the nativity play.
And I stood on your cloak and choked
and
you.
And it garrotted me, yeah. And I nearly died. But since then, we've been best friends.
What happened to the third wise man?
We got rid of him.
Don't worry, he's gone.
Right.
Okay, and you still get on now. This is the amazing thing after all these years.
We love each other. It doesn't mean we like each other.
No, but we have the best fun.
So, breakfast, I mean, this time of day, do you actually make something special breakfast time, or do you just literally have a bowl of cornflakes like everybody else?
It depends for me. I mean, if it's a weekend, I like to have sausage, bacon, egg, and all that kind of stuff if I've got time.
Full monté.
Yeah, but usually it's just something quick, a bit of toast.
Mm. Porridge. I like porridge. Mm.
Yes. What do you put in your porridge?
Well, I just like plain porridge with golden syrup. Makes me very happy. I love egg. I think egg is just the most brilliant, quick thing in the world that you can just knock up.
The thing I remember most about you with egg, and that's the late night breakfast where you threw everything into the pan and then you broke all the eggs in and dropped it in.
Jimmy can be testament to that because that
recipe. But every Friday night, the Friday night that we'd get back from the pub and we'd all go to Jamie's mum and dad's house and he would then cook a fry up. It'd be brilliant for us because he's just, you know, does the whole thing and then we're all there eating it and then we'll go to bed.
And it was
he does the washing up.
It was invented because I didn't want to get in trouble with my mum for washing up.
Yeah, using every
pan. I had four lads with me.
But the sad thing is because by the time you've done all the hard work and then you turn around, it's all gone.
Yeah.
I think I would love a night out with you because at the end of the night, I've been known to come home. You're starving, and there's stuff in the fridge, and I can't.
You will never go hungry with us.
Why don't you get in the back of the Capri and we'll take you out?
That would be fun.
When do we have to deliver you back?
Indefinitely.
So. You'll be all right with us.
Right.
Sorted out. Does anybody else ever cook? Do you go around to somebody else's house? Because it seems that you're the one that's always the host all the time.
No. I have to say, the only slightly depressing part of my life, I don't know what Jimmy's is like, but I've had about six people cook for me in the last 15 years.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's because they don't like me or just they're too scared, really.
I can understand
that. Are you somebody who you will understand, you know, it takes a while to become a good cook and it's an art, or are you...
No.
You will be anyone completely honest.
Anyone can cook. I think it's more of a vibe. I think it's about sort of like...
A confidence.
Yeah. The chefy part of cooking to me is hardly ever in my life. It's just a love of food.